Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Hello, humanoids, and welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Boy, oh boy, humanoids, I was sitting here making out my wish list for 2022. And it's kind of a big one. Not only do I want to get a bigger electric bike, I also want to get a scooter, a kick scooter, electric kick scooter. My son got a electric skateboard, and boy, just like any kid on Christmas Day, he was all excited. We went out and tested it out. I didn't get on it, of course, because I'm scared. I'm afraid. Yes, humanoids, I'm afraid. I'm still human. I have bones, and they will break if I hit the ground hard enough. But yeah, he jumped on the skateboard. I'm on my electric bike. We went cruising for a minute, and he was just testing it out. And he got it up to 50 miles per hour. 50. Whoa! On a skateboard. Now, granted, he was going down a slight incline. But still, come on. 50 miles per hour on a skateboard. He had it in the third mode. And it was going pretty fast. But, man, and here I am on my little electric bike, and I'm going 15 miles per hour. Oh, I'm like, you know, that is fast enough for me. That's just like the kick scooter that I'm looking at. It gets up to like 15, maybe 20 miles per hour. And for me, at that speed, it's plenty enough, you know. If my bike was a little bigger and heavier, yeah. If the kick scooter is a little, I don't know, man. I've been watching a lot of videos lately on YouTube about people who have like the Kobo. Scooter, the Varla scooter, man, I can't see myself going over about 25 miles per hour on a kick scooter, you know, and like I'm discussing it with my son, and he was like, Dad, I love this board, but I got to get some pads and a helmet before I can, you know. And I was like, yeah, I would feel much better if you had helmets and a pad, you know, and pads. Because, he almost took a spill on the board. He was just trying it out. Oh, I got to tell you, humanoids, he got on the board backwards. The first time he got on the board, I was like, hey, aren't you getting it on backwards? He was like, aren't you getting on backwards? He was like, nah, Dad, the motor is supposed to be in the front. No, bruh. Because it propels you. It doesn't, like, you know, like in a car. You have rear driven cars and you have front wheel drive cars. Wow, I haven't seen a rear driven car in ages. I mean, they're still putting around here, but wow. Anyway, a rear-driven car pushes you forward. A front-wheel drive car pulls you. So I'm like, yeah. He was like, no. So he hops on and he hits the accelerator and he's supposed to go forward. He went forward, but the board went backwards. Oh, it was funny. It was funny. He almost like bought it. Good thing he caught himself. And he was like, so you were going to laugh at me if I would have fell and hurt myself? I was like, no, man. I would have made sure you was okay first. And then afterwards, I was going to have a fit. I was going to crack up laughing like I am now. He was like, Dad, you're cold. I said, it's all part of being a human. But yeah, I'm like I said, I'm making my wish list, man. 2022, it's going to be a really big year for me and my electronic gadgets. Like I said, I'm steady stockpiling LED lights and stuff that lights up, you know. Like my salt rock lamp that changes colors. I got two of them. I'm planning on getting another. I'm getting more lights to put everywhere. I bought a green screen. Like I said, this year I'm going all out, man. I got to. Like I said, you know, I like making videos. I like you know, I just like making videos. I really do. YouTube, since I discovered YouTube back in 2012, I just love making videos. And my son was like, doesn't it bother you don't get any views? I don't care. I just like making videos. Who knows? Maybe when I'm 90 years old, I will direct my first blockbuster movie. But yeah, humanoids, what is your wish list? What electronic gadgets are you planning on getting in 2022? Now, I got to quickly get another iPhone, and I'm thinking about getting another Android phone, but again, you know, it's going to be on the low end because they're so cheap, and what, for $80, I can get another Android phone. Maybe $110, $20, you know. I've always gotten low-end Android phones, as you know, because, you know, they're affordable, cheap. They're affordable. And the stuff I can do on them, you know, is, it's, you know, a no-brainer, so to speak. And plus, I like to, a lot of people that I help out with their Android phones have low-end Android phones. Like my mother-in-law, well, she doesn't get Android anymore, but my sister, my brother, you know, older people, you know, and whenever they call me up, they're like, hey, Reg, I want to do this, and I can't do this on my phone, and you know, I could talk them through it, you know? Like, my sister in Atlanta, I'm always talking her through different apps and stuff on her Android phone. Because, like, a lot of times I use the Duo app, and we're, you know, it's kind of like FaceTime. And I'm walking her through how to do what she needs to do on her phone. Also, she has a TCL television. I have a TCL television. Had one for, what, past 6-7 years? Longer than that. So she has a TCL television. I can talk her through what to do. You know? Plus, she has an Android tablet. I could talk her through how to, you know, download apps and stuff like that on the Android tablet. So basically, you know, the lower end, you know, I could teach the basics to and show her how to use it. I got cousins that have trouble using Android phones and stuff like that. So, and plus, you know, like I said, there are a lot of older people in the community that I talk to that have low-end model Android phones. And I can talk them through it. No biggie. But yeah, got to get another Android phone, get another iPhone, maybe get another. Oh, I have got to get another Google Chromebook. I love Chromebook. And as of last year, no, as of 2020, or was it 2019? Anyway, past couple of years, my Chromebook still works, but it's not getting the updates anymore. So my baby's not dead. It's just that, you know. But I've had the Google Chromebook since 2013. Since 2013, and it lasted what, 6 years? Not bad. I wish some of my Android phones would last that long. But that's not bad, man. So I will be in the market for a new Google Chromebook. Like I said, I love the Google Chromebook. Especially since, you know, you can download the Android, the Google Play Store. And a lot of apps that I use on my Google phone or Android phone, I can use on the Chromebook. And that is one thing I want to get into, is video editing with KineMaster on the Google Chromebook. I love the KineMaster app on the Android phone and on the iOS on my iPhone. I love using KineMaster. And I just want to get a Google Chromebook and do some video editing on that. I think that's going to be top notch. But humanoids, hold on. We're going to be right back. You know what time it is. Okay, humanoids, I'm back, and let me tell you a little bit more about my wish list. Now, this is some $20 to $25 tech that I want to get this year. I want to get an Aki power brick. It's 65 watts. It's faster. It's a bigger size brick. It's faster than the little smaller bricks that you probably have, you know. And I also want to get a wireless Mophie iPhone MagSafe charger, you know. Got to get one of those, you know, because I'm getting a new iPhone this year. I have to get a new iPhone. To tell you the truth, not really, because the iPhone 6 is doing such a beautiful job. Yes, it is. The 6S is doing such a beautiful job. But I need to get another iPhone. I don't know if my budget is going to allow me to. Well, my budget is not going to allow me to get the one that I really want, which is the 13. But I'll probably end up getting the 11 or the 12 mini. Probably get the 12 mini. But to be on the frugal side, or cheap, or the cheap side, I might just get an iPhone SE, $100 and Nah, I was going to get the bigger. I just get the 64 gig. I was going to get the 128, but I might just get to go ahead and get the 64 just for now. Just for now. You know, and I do need to get some more watch straps, some Apple Watch straps. And I know those are relatively cheap. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy the ones that came with my Apple Watch, even though I haven't worn my Apple Watch yet. Why? Because, well, you guys know, right now the iPhone 6S is tripping because of my VPN, and it's a whole story that I had to go through to try to figure out the VPN. Take the VPN off, figure out the passwords and all that, but the sync the watch with the phone, then whatever. I really don't feel like doing that. So what I end up doing was buying me this really cheap smartwatch. You know, it's one of those. It's an iTouch wearable. Now I've had an iTouch before. Matter of fact, I had several iTouches before. I like them, and then again, I don't like them. You know, they get the job done. Now, this one that I have now looks like, excuse me, it works with Android, and it works with Apple, and it kind of looks like an Apple Watch. You know, kind of looks like an Apple Watch, and it's good for work, and that's basically where I wear it, to work, because I refuse to wear my Apple Watch to work when I get it synced up to my phone. I refuse to wear it to work. Now, my coworker, she wears hers all the time, but she is not doing the stuff that I do, you know. Her job is a little different from mine, which her watch isn't going through the rigors of work, you know. She's not really lifting heavy equipment and boxes and stuff like that, so that's one reason why I'm not going to wear it to work. If I had a little different job, then maybe yes. But, you know, that watch will be, the iWatch is perfect. The iTouch wearable is perfect for work. It does what I need it to do. It gives me my steps, let me know how many calories I've burned, even though I don't keep up with my calories. But it let me know how many steps I've taken, and it also allows me to see the time, the weather, and basically that's it. I got a funny story for you guys. Okay, so I'm at work the other day, and my nephew comes down from Atlanta, and you know, I haven't seen him in years, so we chilling and everything. And he's a big Android fan. I'm a big Apple fan. So he's showing off his little Samsung phone. You know, it's cool. It's cool and everything. He's showing off his Samsung phone. And, you know, he's talking to Bixby. And so I pull out my iPhone, and I was like, yo, so I have a step counter on my phone, so I walked 12,584 steps, and I was like, yo, Siri, I was like, yo, Siri, how many miles is 12,884 steps? Siri kind of made me mad, and I'm going to tell you why she made me mad, because Siri said, okay, this is what I found on the web. And then she pulls up a freaking calculator for me to do the math myself. I was like, yo, Siri, what's up with that? You know, because I'm so used to Alexa. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so used to Miss Lexi over there calculating it for me. Because all I have to do is say, Lexi, how many miles is 12,842 steps? And she would, you know, give me the answer. So I got spoiled. I got used to that. I'm not used to Siri just pull, this is what I found on the web, and then she go pull it. Man, come on. You tripping, man. Okay, y'all want to know how many steps is 12,000? How many miles is 12,000 steps? All right. Alexa, how many miles is 12,842
steps? 12,842
steps
is 5.6 miles.
See what I mean? So I walk 5.6 miles at work. Why Siri couldn't tell me that? Why she got to pull up the calculator? Why she got to pull up the calculator and let me work it out myself? See, that's how I know me and Siri don't get along that well, because she's too much like me. Because I'm going to ask you a question. I know the answer. I'm not going to tell you the answer. I want you to look it up for yourself. But dagnabbit. Siri, you're tripping, girl. You're tripping. But anyway, let's get back to this list, man. Let's get back to this list, all right? We got Apple Watch straps. Yeah, we're going to get some of that. Also, I'm going to get me some AirTags, man. I'm seriously considering. I need to get me some AirTags. One, I'm going to get several of them because I'm going to put a couple. I'm going to put one on my little electric bike. And then when I get my bigger bike or my electric moped, I'm going to put it on there, you know. Which is very interesting. I was watching a video the other day on how the AirTags really work, you know, and it's very interesting. Very interesting. But then there's some other projects that I want to, there's some DIYs I want to do. Did I say DIY? Is it DIY? Yeah, DIYs I want to do. What's a DIY? You goofy. Humanoids. Y'all know I'm, hey, I'm human. Only human. Born to make mistakes. But, so, there's some DIYs I want to do. And I'm going to need some Raspberry Pis. Yeah, so, also, more lighting. That's right, I'm getting more lighting. Pretty soon, humanoids, I'm going to be doing this podcast live. If not live, I'm going to be doing a video podcast, you know, so. Yeah, stay tuned for that, because I'm getting things situated, squared away, and all that stuff, you know, so. Pretty soon. But don't worry, you will still be able to catch the audio version of the podcast. Right here on your favorite podcasting platform. I'm just going to, do the video thing and upload it to the tube. Y'all know how that is. But I was thinking, maybe I should start doing live video podcast on Instagram, maybe. I don't know. We're gonna work out the details, you know, we're gonna work it out. But yeah, so that is some more things that I'm putting on my wish list. I'm still trying to decide if I should put the Apple TV back in my bedroom. I don't really, you know, I've gotten so used to not having a television in the bedroom, which is cool, you know. If I want to watch television or watch a streaming movie or whatever, I have to come out of the bedroom. I'm thinking about just getting a 10-inch Amazon tablet, you know, and go from there. But since I've gotten Apple TV on my iPod and my iPhone, and the Apple TV set-top box, and then I got the Apple TV app on the Roku television. Yeah. And now that I have the Apple Arcade, oh, you guys, let me tell you, humanoids, you guys have got to try the Apple Arcade for $5 a month. That's not bad. Download the games, play them. Guess what? You can play them on the Apple TV. Yes, sirree. And then you can use, if I'm not mistaken, you can use the controllers for the PlayStation or the Xbox, if I'm not mistaken. Wow. And it really looks good. For $5 a month, man, that's not bad. You know? $5 a month. That's not bad. Apple Arcade. So parents, check this out. If you have some, instead of going out and buying a gaming system, you know, hey, get that Apple TV. They have some really good shows that are coming on. You know, let me pull it up, tell you a little bit about the Apple TV, you know. So for $5 a month, and if you get the package deal, you know, with the Apple TV, the Apple Arcade, and the Apple Music, each at $5 a month, which is really, you know, $15 a month, which isn't bad. You get the Apple TV, you get the Apple Arcade, and you get to see shows on Apple TV such as Suspicion, The Tragedy of Macbeth, which is one of my favorite William Shakespeare story. I love Othello and I love Macbeth. Two of my favorite. Just putting that out there. Just putting that out there, humanoids. Then check this out, humanoids. What kid doesn't love Charlie Brown and Snoopy? You can check out all the Charlie Brown cartoons and specials and stuff. Like, Valentine's Day is the 14th, which is, wow. Let's see, by the time you guys hear this podcast episode, it will be the 14th. Hey, Valentine's Day is the 14th. They got Be My Valentine, Charlie Brown. Be My Valentine, you know? I mean, they got some really good shows, man. They got some really good shows on Apple TV. I started watching one the other day, which was Invasion. Ted Lasso. That is a good show. For the kids, Pretzel and the Puppies. That's a good Fraggle Rock. Who remembers Fraggle? Man, I love Fraggle Rock back in the day. My nephews used to watch it. But anyway, there's C. There is from M. Night Shyamalan, Servant. Then there's a new show coming February 18th. A new show premieres, Severance. I've seen the premieres for that. It looks pretty good. But yeah, humanoids. You know? Oh, there's another series, Suspicion. Suspicion, I've seen the previews for that. It really looks good. Don't take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. You know? But hey. Humanoids. $15. And no, I got to tell you, this is not a paid sponsorship. Apple is not telling me, paying me to tell you guys this. I'm just letting you know because, hey, I enjoy it. And I'm thinking you'll probably enjoy it too. Especially the Apple Arcade. Yeah, video games, man. Yeah. Check it out. They got some really good games like NBA 2K. Yeah! They got Pac-Man, you know. Check it out. Check it out. And then, you know, also with the Apple TV. And then you got Apple Music, you know. So, hey, check it out. Check it out. There's another animated movie or animated series that I think your kids will like. Harriet the Spy, which I loved the movie when it came out many, many moons ago. I loved it. You know, it was not animated. It was live action, and I loved it. And, yeah. But Humanoids. That is it for some of my wish lists. I'm pretty sure my wish list is going to grow bigger as the days go on. And a matter of fact, I've got all this written down. And as I get it, I'm going to check it off and see how many I actually got at the end of the year. So Humanoids, if this is your first time to the podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Come on back. I'm going to have more for you. And I want to thank you guys for stopping by and spending a little time with me, okay? So, Humanoids, talk to you later. Well, 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 Humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.